Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look. It's the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Straight up today, we're talking UFC. We're talking female boxing. We're talking, wow, boxing last night. Of course, over in Europe. That's where boxing's hot now. Over in Europe, the UK, Germany, places like that. Arthur Abraham was in action. Well, Arthur didn't fare that well. We'll get to that in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But there were some boxing matches around the planet. Of course, the Bellator aired Thursday night, of course, on Spike TV. That was a fantastic card. I dug it, except for that the Indian guy, the Native American, the sort of crying wolf or something like that. He quit like a dog. Got hit with a bow right on the borderlines, claimed it was low, and then was rolling around for 10 minutes on the ground. And it was a good acting job, but having been hit low before, I know that you only act unless you've been hit. Put it this way. If the cup is fitted properly, and all of them should be, you know, you're competing. They should be fitted properly. If that's the case, low blows don't hurt. If it isn't fitted properly and you get caught between the cup and your leg, yeah, that could be an issue. But I'm telling you, they used to test this thing with a baseball bat. A baseball bat. And these guys are laying down and crying about low blows? Come on. It's a scam. It's an act. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Martha Salazar will be here a little bit later in today's show. She is the former number one ranked super heavyweight contender in the world of female professional boxing. Straight up, you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel Cormier, Frank Mir, a little bit later, the MMA segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Hi, this is Akos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Are you looking for high-quality printing and top graphic design services at the best price? Check out TwisterPrint.com, where wholesale pricing is available to the public. We have thousands of free design templates and a fast turnaround for all your printing needs. TwisterPrint.com is your number one source for business cards, banners, flags, flyers, posters, car magnets, and more. And now you can receive an additional 10% off by entering promo code SPORTS in the coupon code at TwisterPrint.com. Or call 24/7 at 1-877-288-9700. That's 877-288-9700. Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Get down, little JB.
Get on down.
Godfather of Soul, James Brown. Floyd Mayweather before that. Floyd, of course, taking on Robert Guerrero. A guest on my show this past weekend. If you want to check out the show, go to sportsbyline.com or ringtalk.com. Either website has the interview. Straight up, Robert unplugged. We'll see. Robert Guerrero's got a full plate. No question about that, May the 4th. He takes on a young man. Oh, not a young man. Floyd Mayweather is now 36 years old, I believe. 43-0. 1996 Olympic bronze medalist. Remember, he got jobs in the Olympics, okay? But since then, he's been nearly flawless. I mean, he had that one funny, I'll say this. The Jose Luis Castillo fight may have been a little close. Some people thought Castillo won the first fight. But I think the fight in which Floyd Mayweather sort of showed his stones and his intestinal fortitude was when he fought Carlos Hernandez. Carlos Famoso Hernandez. Carlos the Famous One Hernandez. And what happened was, I think it was in Grand Rapids. I think it was in his hometown in Michigan. And he turned his back on Hernandez. He was hurt. His hands were hurt. He wasn't hurt per se like a fighter, you know, like ready to get knocked out or anything like that. But Floyd had had enough. And he looked to me as if he resigned. And Hernandez, not knowing what was going on, did not jump on the situation. When you are the opponent, and I stress this time and time again with any fighter, when you are the opponent, especially, you know, when you're brought in like you're an underdog and you're not supposed to win and he's a hometown guy and maybe he's a better fighter than you, you're only going to get maybe one opportunity to win the fight. Maybe the guy suffers a cut. You got to work on that cut. Maybe you wobble him. You got to finish him. Maybe you hit him to the body and crack a rib. You got to go after it. When you smell blood, when there's blood in the water, you have to go for the kill. Okay? A lot of fighters don't do that. Tim Bradley, tried to do it last week. Ruslan Prodnikov, pretty good fighter. What can I say? Do I think either of the two of them will be enshrined in Canasota in the International Boxing Hall of Fame? Probably not. You know, I mean, Tim Bradley, his claim to fame is going to be the suspicious decision over Manny Pacquiao, of course, last June. And then Pacquiao on the slide goes into the Juan Manuel Marquez fight and gets knocked dead. I mean, holy cow. They could have put a blanket over him, put a pillow under his head. He'd still be snoring, okay? But, you know, Pacquiao didn't take the loss to heart. He went back to his hotel and started playing chess with his friends. It wasn't a big thing to him. Boxing is not that big in the world of Manny Pacquiao anymore, and people don't understand that. I mean, the guy's about to be nominated in 2016, which is right around the corner, to run for president. And the Conservative Party thinks that he is the ideal candidate because they can get him with his famous face and put him out there and the poor people will vote for him. And, of course, the poor people comprise the masses of the Philippines. If they don't rig the elections, that's the way to go. Pacquiao's got a shot. Filipino-Americans here in the United States tell me it's ridiculous to have a fighter, a boxer, somebody that really hadn't any formal education. What did he have, like a GED, good enough for a diploma type of thing that they gave him for a home study? That's about it. Okay, he's a congressman. I don't know. Maybe he's got good people around him. But as president, you know, I don't want to go into politics. But we had an actor as a president here before in the United States. We ran up the biggest deficit almost we've ever had before another actor took his place, who was a son of an actor. So the bottom line is, when actors and politics just don't work out. And I think Manny Pacquiao should just do to that, stick to acting. He can go back to fighting the giant crab in those movies, the reality TV show, him playing pool, all this kind of stuff. Manny, you can go back and have a good life. There's no sense to continue boxing. I mean, when you think about it, what fighter has ever returned from that type of knockout? Jeff Mayweather said Roger Mayweather. And I don't think so, because I remember Roger being out and his eyes being open and his teeth, his mouthpiece showing. I think when he got knocked out Pineda by Rafael Pineda, that was up in Reno, I believe. But I don't remember him sleeping, per se. I mean, like, snoring. Maybe he would. Maybe he did. Maybe the Chavez fight. I don't remember that. But Duran didn't snore when he got knocked out by Hearns. Okay, any guy I've ever seen snore has never really came back and hit the zenith again. You just can't. It's physically, and I think it's physically and emotionally and psychologically impossible. Think about this, folks. You're out 4 or 5 minutes. You've been knocked out by a punch. You think that makes you want to go back and take another punch? If you've got enough money to buy your entire country? If you're going to be the next candidate for president? Come on. Why risk it? Okay? So Manny Pacquiao, if you want to continue to box, stay away from Tim Bradley. Stay away from Juan Manuel Marquez. He's better off fighting somebody like Scott Cuddy or myself. Okay? That's what he needs to do. He needs to take on a soft touch. I'm telling you, a real soft touch, like a blowover type of guy. A walkover. I'm telling you, if he doesn't, his chin will be tested. And if his chin is tested, God knows what might happen again. And of course, the neurological nightmare that was Manny Pacquiao laying there on the canvas asleep, that could happen again. Repeated concussions, we know what that brings on. That brings on brain damage. Okay? We don't need the repetitive concussion syndrome to strike Manny Pacquiao. Let Manny Pacquiao go off and serve his people. His people are cool. They love him. They'll back him. They're not going to elect him president. Okay, but he can run. He can stay in the Congress. I mean, he's still an important figure. Manny, enjoy being a celebrity. Enjoy being an iconic figure, okay? Don't be a guy that's going to be an iconic figure like Rolando Navarrete, the former champion who was walking around mumbling around the Philippines and things like that. You don't want that. You want to go out looking good. Right now, if you went out, if you fought Scott or me, and we'd come over to the Philippines and fight you, you know, short bucks, just an airline ticket, first-class ticket for me and my guys and that kind of stuff, and a few $100, hey, a nice trip to the Philippines, and you can beat me around and go out on that. I mean, go out with a win if you want, but don't go out being tested, because I don't think you can pass it. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao, folks. Of course, the former iconic fighter. When I say former, when I say when you get knocked dead, when you lose your last two fights, the iconic, you know, the glitter seems to go away. And it just has in the case of Manny Pacquiao. Now, a guy where the glitter has never gone away, and I featured him in a picture of the week at ringtalk.com this week. I'm talking about the great Roberto Duran, folks. I mean, has there ever been a greater fighter? Not in my lifetime. I've seen pictures, I've seen photos of people like Jack Johnson, of Henry Armstrong, I mean, Ray Robinson. Yeah, Ray Robinson, maybe. I think it boils down to Ray Robinson and Roberto Duran as far as the all-time great fighters are concerned. There's no doubt in my mind. But as far as the guys that I've seen, Duran, somebody that won the championship 135, 147, 154, and 160 in 1989, beating Iran Barkley in Atlantic City, that tremendous four-round combination, the four-punch combination, the 11th round that dropped Barkley, the biggest middleweight to ever box. He's huge. He's 6'1". You have never seen a middleweight this big. In fact, Iran went off and fought heavyweights. He beat guys like Jerry Cosia, who was a former WBA champion. Okay, I mean, he can really, really, really go. No question about that. At middleweight. But he was a heavyweight fighting the middleweight, and Duran beat him. That's why Duran's one of the greatest fighters, if not the greatest fighter of all time. The greatest fighter of my time, no question about that. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Our open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk some results, and we'll talk with Martha Salazar, heavyweight contender in the world of boxing, right after this on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Oh, baby, you're riding around with Jimmy and Teddy.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. You know, camp's going great. We got this is our first week here, so, you know, I'm already in pretty decent shape, so I'm just breaking in right now in here in the elevation. So, other than that, you know, I think for a fight night, we're going to be peaked right on.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
You know what they say, folks? It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. A little bit later, Daniel Cormier, undefeated Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Of course, one of the formidable figures in the heavyweight division in the world of MMA and the UFC. Taking on, of course, Frank Mir, the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion. April the 20th, UFC on Fox TV from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Of course, live on Fox, but you can get tickets at Ticketmaster or the HP Pavilion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Little story here. Let me set up my next guest before I bring her in, okay? In 2002, I'm working as a ring announcer in Mare Island, which is in Vallejo, California, across the bay from San Francisco. And it's a former military base. And Thad Spencer's son is – Thad Spencer was a heavyweight contender, an outstanding heavyweight in the 1960 Olympic run. I mean, he almost beat Muhammad Ali, almost went to the Olympics, didn't go. Bottom line was he did not go, and he ended up being somewhat of a journeyman heavyweight. Anyway, Thad Spencer's kid's promoting this fight card, and we get there, and we're ready to rock and everything, but the ambulance is not there, so the fight card is delayed not an hour, not 2 hours, not 3 hours, but 4 hours. And guess who's the ring announcer? Me. In other words, they're forcing me to go out there and tell the public, yeah, another 15 minutes, we're waiting. I mean, I kept doing it. I mean, I was surprised people didn't throw bottles at me, okay? So I go to get paid after that night from Thad Spencer's kid, and they pulled a gun on me. They said, no, we ran short. We're not paying anybody. I went, yikes! So I left. Eventually, I did get paid, not from them, but somebody else. Somebody had set me up for the gig. But she was part of that fight card, and she won that night. She fought Kisha Snow and beat Kisha. Of course, I'm talking about the former number one ranked super heavyweight in the female division. We'll talk about professional boxing, folks. Martha Salazar. Martha, you stiffed me yesterday, princess. What happened?
I'm sorry. It was a miscommunication.
All these years, you come back to me and you stiff me on the first. Oh, come on.
I'm so sorry.
Man, I was in tears. And, I was in tears. You should have heard me. I was in tears on the radio. Anyway, you're coming back now April 13th in Sacramento at the Lionsgate Convention Center. Who is Sonia Lamonicus?
I don't know a lot about her. You know, as I started boxing, I never liked to know anything about my opponent. I just train, do what I got to do, and then we find out how she does and what she does in the ring. She's from New York. She ranks number one. I always try to fight the best out there, so she's one of the best. So I told Blanca Gutierrez that I wanted to come back and fight. So she set me up for her. She's the only one that wanted to fight me. So, hey, now it's on.
Okay, but you come back and go right after the number one contender? Yee.
Yeah, I know, but I was trying to prove myself. Hey, if I can't fight the best, then, hey, maybe I'm done, you know?
Okay, I like that. We're talking with Martha Salazar, folks, who, of course, had two very close fights with Vonda Ward. Vonda Ward, the so-called world heavyweight champion at one point in time. She was 6'6". I watched one of those fights. I thought you beat her.
Yeah, I thought too, but, hey, it don't matter what happens in the cards. Hey, in my heart, I knew I won, and I gave the best show, and, hey, it is what it is, you know?
Okay. How is Ann Wolf a man? They call her Man Wolf. Is she? I mean, she scares me. I'm telling you, her. And I wouldn't mess with her. I probably wouldn't mess with you. I wouldn't mess with Ronda Rousey. I mean, there's just a few females you wouldn't mess with. But Ann, she's intimidating. Talk to me about Ann Wolf.
Ann Wolf, you know, she's a nice person. I mean, she's just built, you know, strong. She's a strong woman. And, you know, when she's time to fight, she just brings everything she has. And, hey, she might be looking like a man, but, hey, you know, she's a sweet person.
Okay.
She's a nice person, you know.
Yeah, well, she intimidates. Not too many people intimidate me in interviews, and she is intimidating. So,
yeah, she is.
All right. So you have, what's training like now? I mean, did you just get off the couch and decide to train? Did you run? I mean, was there preparation here? What's going on?
No, actually, I'm always up in the ring. I'm always helping kids with Blanca and try to make fights for amateur women and little girls that are trying to, you know, get into the boxing. So, I mean, I'm always sparring every Saturday. You know, I spar. I go to Blanca's gym to babyface boxing, and we spar with little girls. You know, we train them and everything. So, I mean, I've been, you know, and I play basketball, too, once in a while. So, and I ride horses. So I'm in a little shape. And then once I decided to come and fight, then, you know, I started running, do my road work, and, you know, get my team together. And then and that's how I started. Now I'm in pretty good shape. And, you know, when it comes to April 13, you know, it's going to be on.
April 13, Lionsgate Convention Center. Now, talk to me about Babyface Boxing. Have they got a website?
Yeah, they do. They have a website. It's babyfaceboxing.com. Anybody can go in there, kids, women, men. You know, mostly little girls come in there, you know. But we take anybody that wants to learn the sport of boxing.
I'm going to tell you a little story before I let you go about me teaching little girls how to box, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm holding the mitts. You know I'm holding mitts in front. Imagine this. I'm holding mitts in front of a little girl that's 12 years old. Now, I've taught her how to punch straight, okay? She punches very straight. So I told her, punch as straight as you can, right?
Uh-huh.
So instead of punching the mitts, she punched me in the nose, okay? And because she was punching, because I told her,
right,
punch it straight.
Punch straight.
She was just following my directions to the T. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, I got a bloody nose.
Oh, Oh, man, that's not good. Hey, at least you remember that little girl forever, huh?
Yeah, and I think she remembers that forever, too, because she had this horrified look on her face. I said, no, no, you did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Punch straight. Anyway, Martha, I wish you the best of luck. April 13th, Sonia Lemonicus, of course, she is 7-0 with a stop and two draws. That is the Lionsgate Convention Center, Sacramento, California. Good luck to you, and come talk to us after the fight.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
All the best to you, Martha. Martha Salazar, she is a classy, classy lady. And you know what? She's not to be messed with. Like I said, there's a few women that will intimidate you. Martha Salazar will intimidate you. Sure, she is the real deal. Speaking of the real deal, wow, Robert Stieglitz. Everybody thought that he was a 8-10-1 underdog. Well, not really. 44-3, now 27 KOs. He recaptured the WBO 168-pound title when he stopped Arthur Abraham, 36-4. Arthur sort of quick, 28 KOs. He quit after the third round on his stool. I kid you not, on his stool. But when you looked at the fight, and I watched it on Box Nation, and if you can watch Box Nation, you can get it on the web and things like that. The fights from Europe, the English announcers, I mean, these guys step it up to another level. They're not shilling like, you know, Jim Lampley or any people. They're just not. They're not shilling. They don't have to sell. You know, to them, it's... Boxing is truly a revered sport over in the UK. Of course, that's where the Marquess of Queensbury came from. That's where boxing sort of became established and regulated and sanctioned and all that kind of good stuff. And I got to give the Europeans in general a big plus because they really have kept the sport of boxing, as far as their mantle is concerned, on their shoulders and at the forefront. I mean, the Klitschkos, look what they do in Germany. Yeah, they can't sell tickets here in the United States. They tried. I think HBO spent about $100 million trying to get them over here in the United States, either Klitschko brother, and it just wouldn't work because, you know, people didn't know the difference between the two, and they really didn't care because they both fought the same, you know. But Stieglitz last night beating Arthur Abraham, a big upset. Of course, that is 168 pounds, and you know, of course, a man at 168 pounds, a real man at 168, sort of undecided in where he's going and what weight class. I'm talking about Andre Ward, undefeated Olympic gold medalist from 2004. Of course, the Showtime Super 6, 168-pound champion. And the only fighter that I bet on him to win that tournament. I wouldn't bet on anybody else, but this was a personal thing. And I knew he was going to win that tournament. I think I got like 4.5 or 5-1 odds, and I laughed all the way to the bank to an extent. So Andre Ward... all the best to you. What's Andre doing in the future? We'll have to get Andre on the show. Of course, next Saturday, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the boxing segment will feature Austin Trout, 26-0, 14 KOs, the WBA super welterweight, that's 154-pound champion, taking on Saul Alvarez, April the 20th, live from San Antonio, Texas on Showtime Championship Boxing. Of course, Alvarez, 41-0, a draw on 30 KOs, good fighter. But is he green? We know Austin Trout's got the amateur pedigree. He did not have to learn on the job, okay? Saul Alvarez had to learn on the job. When you learn on the job, sometimes you get beaten by a guy that's just got more experience than you. I think that Trout's got the style. He's got the speed. And like Zach Attack Young, one of my writers at ringtalk.com, who's got a feature coming out this week on the website, ringtalk.com. That's ringtalk.com. About potential matchups he sees coming in the future. Zach sort of sides with me. You know, I mean, when you think about boxing right now, there's maybe 4 or 5 guys in the country that'll get your interest. Floyd Mayweather being one of them. And, of course, he's going with Robert Guerrero on May the 4th. But Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez, another guy. I mean, he's got he does reality shows. He's got sponsors. He's the biggest thing to hit Mexico since he's the biggest thing. I mean, as far as boxing is concerned, he's making more money out of the ring than Julio Cesar Chavez, Jr., Sr., any of those guys ever made. He's banking. I mean, banking outside the ring. So it's important for Golden Boy Promotions to keep him undefeated. And they think that Austin Trout is a mark. Austin Trout is not a mark. He's a left-handed, skilled boxer. A guy that's going to be able to move. A guy that's got better feet. His feet are not in buckets, okay? He's not carrying cement around in both shoes. A la Saul Alvarez, Canelo, Cinnamon, call him what you want, Cantaloupe. I don't care. I say he's green as guacamole. And that'll be proven come April the 20th. Showtime Championship Boxing, live, San Antonio, Texas? What can I say? Somebody's O has got to go. Who's it going to be, Austin Trout or Saul Alvarez? We'll talk with Austin Trout Saturday, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we talk MMA, UFC 158, UFC 159, The Ultimate Fighter, UFC on Fuel TV, UFC on Fox TV. We got UFC coming out the yin-yang right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
What can I say? Chael Sonnen. That's what makes Chael Chael. Okay, of course, he takes on John Jones, once beaten John Jones, the UFC light heavyweight champion, and that's 205 pounds. And that's an awful lot to bite off, you know. I mean, you can come close with Anderson Silva at 185 pounds, but John Jones, different animal, 20 pounds bigger. Chael's got, you know, Chael's making a name for himself on the Ultimate Fighter. No question about that. I mean, he's the guy people are talking about, the coach that is grabbing the attention. And he is still in the play away from John Jones as far as that aspect of the TV series concerned. Of course, Uriah Faber and Scotty Jorgensen are going to go in the main event, the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale. That is Saturday, April 13th. That's going to be on FX cable. That's from Las Vegas. That's going to rock. I'm telling you, Uriah Faber is one of the biggest stars in the history of the sport. You know, the former WEC champion, the man that's come so close to winning the UFC championship. I mean, he is a hell of a fighter. He's a hell of a draw. And against Scotty Jorgensen, that might be the bet of the month, the bet of the next couple of months. You know, I don't say go out and bet. But if you can probably get a line on this one, you probably want to bet on Faber. But remember, nothing is for sure in the world of MMA because there's so many different ways to lose. You can lose by choke. You can lose by submission. You can lose by knockout. You can lose on points. You can be disqualified. Man, there's all kinds of ways to go. You know, get your arm broken. Yikes. Ronda Rousey with those arm bars. Speaking of Ronda, on the Jim Rome show this past week and screaming top of her lungs about steroids. She doesn't want steroids. Not in no way, no how. Of course, she was referring to Chris Cyborg Santos, who signed a 3-fight deal with Evicta. It's another fighting brand. Of course, she's got Tito Ortiz, a former UFC light heavyweight champion, as her agent. She's going to do 3 fights with Evicta, win all 3 fights, and come back and fight Ronda Rousey. So are her plans at 140 pounds in the UFC. Good luck. You know, I think Ronda can live without Chris Cyborg Santos. And I think if Santos doesn't want to take the random drug test leading up to the fight, guess what? Fight doesn't happen. If you want to make 135 pounds, that fight probably is going to happen. 140, I don't know. She's the champion at 135, and Chris Cyborg Santos says she wants a piece of Ronda Rousey, so if you want a piece of the champ, I guess you got to go back to 135 pounds. And if you can't make the weight, well, here's what's up. Here's what Ronda says. You know, Chris couldn't make the weight before when she was on steroids. Well, now if she's clean, it won't be a problem. Okay? Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the UFC schedule. UFC on Fuel TV, number 9. Now, I know Fuel TV is not the most widely received TV channel in the country, but it's getting into more homes. The UFC is working on it. The Fox people are working on it. They're combining channels. They're doing this. They're doing that. Okay? But the bottom line is Alex Gustafsson, the once beaten, of course, Swede, the pride of Sweden, Stockholm. They're going down April the 6th. And check this out. It's all sold out. $2.5 million American dollars in the bank, already sold out. Boxing, are you listening? You got to go to other places. You got to build stars up. You got to build them up at home. The UFC's smart here. They're going back to Stockholm, Sweden. They've been there once before. They made bank the last time. They'll make bank this time. No question about that. Then April the 20th, we got it going down. A guy we'll hear from in just a couple of minutes. Daniel Cormier, unbeaten. Grand Prix, Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Taking on Frank Mir, former 2-time UFC heavyweight champion. Frank Mir is like 265 pounds. Okay? You know, Daniel Cormier is a small guy. But you know what? If they say dynamite comes in small packages, well, guess what? He exploded all over Josh Barnett last April or May. Was it May in San Jose, California? Yikes! Everybody picked Barnett to win that fight. Everybody except the insiders, the wise guys, the other fighters. They knew. The other fighters told me, hey, you know, Cormier is going to win this fight. And I sort of rolled my eyes because I looked at Cormier, and he was sort of like a short little guy with looked a little roly, a little soft. And they told me he was in great shape. Better shape than he was in his prior fight. And, of course, he had beaten the giant Silva. This guy has beaten world-class opposition. And he's taking on Frank Mir. And Frank's talking all this smack. And that's what Frank does best. In fact, Frank Mir and Daniel Cormier, let's talk about Frank Mir and Daniel Cormier. This is how Frank led into his description of the undefeated Daniel Cormier. Okay, April the 20th, you take on Frank Mir. Now, Frank Mir was in the studio about a month ago, and this is what he had to say.
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker, and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulating. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. And the difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. You know, Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, they're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of something.
Okay, Daniel, what do you have to say about what Frank just said?
He's right. You know, he finishes fights, and, you know, I mean, this is kind of standard for what's been going on in the last couple of weeks. His interviews are starting to come out, and you know, he's just being Frank Mir, real cocky and arrogant, and, you know, he's going to be in for a big surprise. You know, I just really don't believe he thinks I'm that good, you know, which is which works to my benefit, because I'm going to beat his ass, and then he's going to he'll be quite a surprise when we get in that cage. This is his thing, you know. He kind of tries to get under your skin and get you riled up so that hopefully, you know, game plan goes out of the window or you fight more to his strengths. But that won't work with me. You know, I'm a lot smarter than Frank and in every sense of the word. And when we get in the cage, he'll see that I'm a better fighter too. You know, so there's no level difference in the guys fighting the Strikeforce and in the UFC. You've seen it as the guys have moved over to the UFC and won almost all of their fights. So Frank's going to see, you know, he's going to have to eat his words, but he really doesn't. You know, even when he talks like that and gets his butt kicked, he is who he is. You know, that's how he is.
He's Frank Mir. I mean, he talks the talk and he gets people interested in his. And he instills controversy in places where there isn't any controversy. But he says you're too small. He says at 265 he's going to throw you around like a rag doll. I mean, that's what he thinks. Talk to me.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that think that. You know, I only weigh 235 pounds. You know, I'm not very tall. Those guys are big guys. But, you know, I fought a guy that was 285 in Australia. I fought Soa Pelele, who just re-signed to the UFC. He was about 280. I beat Bigfoot Silva, who's another big guy. I beat a lot of big guys. You know, Frank, all the things that Frank is saying, you know, this is nothing new. This is kind of typical Frank for his pre-fight buildup. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, you know, this is what he does. And then there's no even if he gets his ass kicked, it won't change. You know, he never he's gonna do it again, and then he's gonna get beat up again. And Frank talks, then Frank gets beat, and then Frank continues to talk, you know. So I don't know what world he lives in. You know, I don't know what world he lives in where, you know, getting your butt kicked doesn't humble you a little bit. But maybe this one will do it. Maybe after this one, you know. Brock did it to him. He talked about Brock, got his butt beat, and still talked about Brock. He talks about Junior Dos Santos now, even though Junior Dos Santos just beat him, you know. So He doesn't really respect many people at all.
Well, that's Daniel Cormier, of course. Frank Mir across the cage is April 20th, UFC on Fox TV, folks. That means free TV, the big network, Fox TV live at the HP Pavilion. Of course, a co-feature, man, Benson Henderson. Yikes, he's a beast. I've seen him. In the studio with him. Took a picture with him a couple of weeks ago. He's like... He's for 155 pounds. He's an incredibly big fighter, and he's incredibly strong, and he's gifted. He really, really is gifted. And you know, in Gilbert Melendez, equally as tough and rugged as anybody in the game. There's no question about the former Strikeforce champion, 155 pounds before Strikeforce folded up, and he had to go over to the UFC. I mean, he's a tough dude. There's no doubt. El Nino, they call him. Yeah, he is like a storm, like a tornado. But will he be able to, do his thing against Benson Henderson? A lot of people don't think so. Counting Gilbert Melendez out. We'll have Gilbert Melendez on the show in the next couple of weeks. Of course, he's from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, and he's training out there on Third Street. Got his own gym out on Third Street in the Bayview district of San Francisco. So we'll check out Gilbert Melendez. But those are the two co-main events. I mean, that's one hell of a card, April the 20th. Check out this UFC schedule. I'll go by it again. Of course, April the 6th, they're in Stockholm, Sweden. That's going to rock. No question about that. I mean, it's really, really going to rock. And then April the 13th, the Ultimate Fighter in Las Vegas, of course, Uriah Faber on top. Then they go April the 20th, the card I just talked about, from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California, UFC on Fox TV. You know, Henderson and Melendez and, of course, Mir and Daniel Cormier, who both you just heard from. And, of course, then we got Chael Sonnen, who we heard from a little bit earlier in tonight's show. And the bottom line is he's going Saturday, April 27th. He's going after the UFC light heavyweight championship of John Jones. Is he going to win? Most people don't think so. Okay, but, you know, Chael's big. He's strong. And Chael Sonnen's taking it. Chael Sonnen, we're going to talk about Chael in just a second. But Chael Sonnen is a special guy, and I'll get to it in just a bit. But John Jones is an incredible athlete, once beaten, 6'4", got an incredible wingspan. I mean, the fight that everybody probably wants to see at light heavyweight right now is going to be John Jones, should he beat Chael Sonnen, and Alex Gustafsson if he is successful on April the 6th, live from Stockholm, Sweden on Fox on Fuel TV. If he is, I'm telling you, that'll be one hell of a... And if John Jones is willing to go over to Sweden, they could pack a soccer stadium over there, man. The place could really, really rock, okay? Moving things up, that is April 27th, UFC 159 from Newark, New Jersey. Of course, Jones from Atlanta, GA, so maybe he can pull some people up from that. I don't think so. I don't think John Jones is a draw, per se. I think John Jones and Chael Sonnen is going to be a draw because of Chael Sonnen. But I think John Jones, has overestimated his ability to draw. Yeah, when he was the good guy and everybody liked him, he really didn't draw that well. Then he became the heel when he pulled out of that fight. Of course, the fight with Dan Henderson going belly up last July. Then them offering him Chael Sonnen at the last minute. Chael took the fight. John Jones wouldn't take the fight. So John Jones has got the HBO, the UFC brass ticked off at him. And I don't think they'll ever give that one up. Speaking of the UFC brass, Dana White, Vince McMahon having a fight at WrestleMania. Yeah, it was proposed at one point in time. Speaking of Dana White, he is recovering from that minor operation he had regarding the Meniere's disease, I'm told. And that's that thing where his balance goes off and he has some hearing issues and he's taking medication. And supposedly this is working for him, so right on, Dana. Now, Dana is also against testosterone replacement therapy. I'm going to call it TRT because that word is tough for me to say on the air. But the bottom line is, you know, if fighters abuse their bodies, if athletes abuse their bodies, their ability to produce testosterone, it diminishes. And age, over time, it diminishes. But if you take steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, anabolic steroids in particular, okay, this really just, like, neuters you as far as the ability to produce this hormone is concerned. And therefore, you have to get replacement therapy, okay? And I just don't think it's cool. I think if you've abused your body to the point where you can't make testosterone because you've taken steroids, you shouldn't be given a pass and given TRT. Now, Dana White initially, the president of the UFC, he was all for this. Oh, yeah, you're all for it. Yeah, it's testosterone replacement therapy. Not a problem. Until his guy, Michael Bisping, got beat by Vitor Belfort, who got a pass from a couple of athletic commissions regarding this replacement therapy. Okay, he got the pass. The aforementioned Chael Sonnen's got a pass. Dan Henderson, he got a pass on this. I just don't think that guy should be getting passes. I really don't. Ronda Rousey doesn't get a pass, and she has no testosterone in her body. She's a female. I mean, how much does she have? You don't see her getting TRT. Okay, come on. What I'm trying to say is it's legalized cheating. And now Dana realizes such, but it's sort of like screaming about the cows that are running around in the courtyard after they've gotten out of the barn. The cows are out of the barn. You know, that's what happened here, Dana. You opened the door for this replacement therapy for guys that you thought were going to make you some money. The UFC thought they were going to bank up on this. Well, now they're realizing it does provide an unfair advantage. Vitor Belfort beating up on Michael Bisping in that manner? Come on. And Bisping always an anti-steroid advocate. Always on the other side saying, no, this stuff's got to stop. And then what happens? He gets beat by a guy that is on legalized steroids? Come on. Got to go. One time, I could understand one time, maybe a tainted supplement. But two times, you're out of the sport. Be it boxing, be it baseball, be it MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is East Bay Soul, the original LP by my man Greg Adams.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888 888- 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If he tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
If what you're looking for...
With women like Ronda Rousey and Martha Salazar, what you see is what you get. They're tough women. Bellator, the fighting championship, of course, MMA, this past Thursday night, Dave Jansen looking good, advancing to the lightweight title fight with champion Michael Chandler. I want to... do a shout-out to Watch Him Spirit Wolf. You had no spirit, man. I couldn't believe you gave up like that. This Thursday night, Spike TV, March 28th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. David Rickles and Saud Awad. But the real fight is going to be Emmanuel Newton, 20-7. Remember him? He knocked out, King Mo. Knocked out King Mo. And Michael Zaitis, 21-6. This is a light heavyweight tournament. Finally, you got to check this out. 10 p.m. MMA on Spike TV Thursday night. I'm talking about Bellator Fighting Championships. Don't forget, ringtalk.com for your latest on boxing and MMA.